Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
You asked a friend to check on getting published, and there was a paragraph in your book. They're like, you know, not right now. And so you decided to blog.
Yeah, you know who said that was Zondervan. Zondervan told me no. They said, go check out a boutique. And they were very polite about it. I don't mean to be crass about it, but they basically said, nobody's heard of you, which was true. And so I kind of was like, all right, well, there's rejection number one, and I probably had six other publishers that rejected me too, and that's part of it. I mean, the book The Help, which sold millions of copies, had over 60 rejections. And so once my social media platform grew a little, suddenly it went from go publish with somebody small to, hey, how are you? And that's what I tell young authors all the time, is that they've got to have a platform. And I'll tell young nurses that. I mean, there's so many jobs, Susie, that will never hit the classifieds, won't even hit some of the big job boards, but will be mentioned in a blog, you know, will be mentioned in a Facebook page. Yep. And so it's critical.
Yeah. You know, my son got the job of his dreams where, you know, he lives in Nashville and he had one job, but he wanted to work somewhere else. And he followed this company on Twitter and he would go to their open houses and he'd introduce himself. And he scraped up a bunch of money, not a bunch of money, scraped up some coins and asked one of the managers out to lunch and just said, I know you're not listing any jobs, but I want you to see my face. I want you to meet me. And he's like, I'll remember you. And eventually they called him and said, we're not posting. We're just going to offer you a job. And
wow.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had had family here. That's great.
Yeah. Yep. And so I want you to talk to that person who's in a dead end job, so to speak, or maybe at least it is for them. They don't like it. It's a job. And they're mad about it, and they feel like they don't have choices. But you say, and I would believe this too, that they actually do have choices. So speak to them.
Well, I think you do have choice. And the first thing I'd say is give yourself some grace. We're so hard on ourselves. If other people talked to us like we talk to us, we'd never spend time with them. So the first thing I'd say, Susie, I meet so many parents, so many single moms. I go, I'm just not working hard enough on my dream. And I go, well, tell me about your family life. And I go, well, my husband left me, and I've got 2 8-month-old twins and a 3-year-old. And I'll go, you're not chasing the dream. Are you kidding? You're raising humans right now. Like, that's enough. So it might be a season where you go, hey, you know what? While the kids are in the house, I'm going to be deliberate about that. So the first thing I'd say is, let's give yourself some grace. The second thing I'd say is, let's rescue the most important resource when it comes to dream chasing, and that's time. You know, we are more busy than people used to be. You know, you and I work 168 hours more than people did 20 years ago. That means that you and I work 20, you know, essentially an extra month of work each year. And so we're busy. So what I would say, though, is that we're also busy doing some things we don't need to do. The average American 21-year-old has played 10,000 hours of video games. Mm. The average American watches 38 hours of TV a week. So we have some time we can reclaim. And so what I'd do with that person is go, let's do a simple time audit.